my friend and colleague Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. The King Charles Report, and it's a pleasure to read in the Telegraph that there's a statue coming of Queen Elizabeth I, 7 feet tall, with a cape and her corgis. Gregory, I think that this flatters the Queen a great deal. It's the younger Queen, we're told, and the statue is commissioned by the Lady of Rutland. I don't remember her title, but in any event, it was
a Rutland. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you. Gregory handles the crown part for me because I'm not a Commonwealther. I'm outside because of some unhappy conversations in the 18th century. In any event, I liked it the first time I saw it. What did you think, Gregory? She looks magical.
Yes, it is a wonderful statue. I think you inadvertently said Queen Elizabeth I, who Elizabeth, also deserves yes. also deserves another statue. Yes, I think this is a long overdue statue. Unfortunately, we've just been going through this anti-history period in the West, and statues have been coming down rather than going up. But it's really important to memorialize these great symbols of society. And getting this statue up of Queen Elizabeth is going to be important. I think there should be other statues of Queen Elizabeth, perhaps less complex than this one, so that can appear in parts of the United Kingdom, but also around the Commonwealth. The problem is, how do you introduce these statues in ways which actually strengthen the Commonwealth rather than make it look like some throwback to an imperial past? And in Canada, I think they're more prepared to do it than in, say, Australia or New Zealand, but having the Queen in the robes of the Order of Canada would be profound, and that could well be cited on the grounds of Parliament in Ottawa. So I think these are important steps, and it would and hopefully starts to reinstate a sense of identity, which we've been losing because of the lack of education about the importance of history, which has, of course, led us to see this massive destruction of statues in the United States and Britain and the like. And even in Britain, we saw expatriate Ethiopians tear down a statue of Emperor Haile Selassie in Wimbledon a couple of years ago. And I know there's a great movement there to rebuild that statue because people are saying, no, we have to have something. We have to yes. have someone to look up to. We have to have someone to remember fondly. And earlier regimes, if you like, Queen Victoria's rule was exemplified by statues throughout the empire, including Britain, of course, and including that magnificent statue in marble in front of Buckingham Palace. But statues are iconic, literally, and are important to our sense of place, our sense of identity, our identity as a society with our geography. So very happy with Queen Elizabeth's new statue.
And the corgi. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Thanks for selling your car to Carvana. Here's your check.
Whoa, when did I get here?
What do you mean?
I swear it was just moments ago that I accepted a great offer from Carvana online. I must have time traveled to the future.
It was just moments ago. We do same day pickup. Here's your check for that great offer.
It is the future.
It's the present and just the convenience of Carvana. Sorry to blow your mind.
It's all good. Happens all the time.
Sell your car the convenient way to
Carvana.
Pickup times may vary and fees may apply.